6:47. Let's see what's going on in sports today. Here's Mr. Dave Jarvis.
Why, thank you, kind Frank, sir. In the NBA playoffs, Derrick Rose was everywhere last night. Game high 36 points, had 8 rebounds and 6 assists. The Bulls beat the Pacers 96-90 in Game 2 of their Eastern Conference quarterfinal, but Rose wasn't totally pleased. He says he turned the ball over too much.
I had 6 of them. That definitely changed the game. If anything, I could learn from it and do better next time. And with the team, we got to come out with an edge.
Carlos Boozer registered a double-double with 17 points and 16 boards for Chicago. They overcame 21 turnovers to take a 2-0 lead in the best-of-7 series. One other game played last night, LeBron James registered a game-high 29 to go along with 7 boards and 6 assists. The Heat cruised to a 94-73 win over the 76ers. Chris Bosh added 21 plus 11 boards for Miami. They grab a 2-0 lead in the best-of-7 Eastern Conference quarterfinals. Gerald Wallace took a symbolic step yesterday in practice in preparation for today's playoff game against Dallas. The trademark braids were gone as the Blazer forward looks for a fresh start. Wallace did not have a good game one. He looked tentative and lost, but says tonight will be different, except for the braids. They will be back. Dallas leads that series 1-0. It's a 5:30 pregame and a 6:30 tip right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us for sports and for the fantasy foursome. Today's members, we go to Aspen Lakes this week. David Sims. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
David Sims, bad boy of golf.
Yeah, bad boy of golf in golf movies. Tin Cup.
Oh, I never saw it. Okay, got it.
Yeah,
now it's better.
He was a bad boy that the women loved, right?
Well, it's not so much he was a bad boy. He was just Kevin Costner's adversary.
Okay, do it that way.
Oh, then he wasn't the one that women loved, yeah.
Fantasy foursome, great prizes. So I'll be here all week for that.
I love Aspen Lakes.
In the news today, as part of a pile burning program, fuel specialists from Prineville Bureau of Land Management office will burn several areas of public land south of Prineville. That'll begin April 19th and continue for about 2 days.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
And easy for me to say. And you have a few more months to qualify for rebates of up to 70% on Energy Star appliance purchases. We will give you information on that at the website. That's a link on our website. That's KBND.com. And also, there was a shooting last night. Police are still investigating exactly how a man got chest wounds. He's at St. Charles Hospital, and he was taken into custody. We will have more details on that story and others coming up in News Talk 1110 KBND.
All righty. Real quickly, we want to let people know that you can win Easter brunch Sunday at Aspen Lakes, which is the same place we're doing the Golf Fantasy Foursome this week, right?
That's right. Brand 33 restaurant at Aspen Lakes. And I understand that one of the three of us gets to go and sample the cuisine.
Oh, you're rubbing it in. Yes. I'm so excited. I get to take my two kids, and we're going to go and try out the brunch buffet. It looks delicious. They've got some roast beef, glazed ham, Easter egg scramble. I don't think they boil them first and then scramble them. I'm hoping. Oh, it looks so delicious. They've got French toast with sweet strawberry compote. I could go on and on.
Big whole buffet.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but I'm going to try every single thing on the buffet.
Good for you.
Now, we have an opportunity for you to go if you would like. We've got seats for two. So all you have to do is the same thing we did last time. Email us, talk@kbnd.com. Put brunch in the subject line, and we'll put your entries in and draw the winner on Thursday morning.